Hey there, beautiful mamas. Welcome back to another dose of mom mindset where we're all about leveling up our lives, one mindful moment at a time. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super juicy, embracing our emotions as moms. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, my emotions are like a roller coaster on steroids. And yeah, sometimes they can feel that way. But here's the thing. When we learn to truly understand and accept those swelling feelings, it can actually unlock some seriously powerful connections with our kids. Think about it. Our kids are emotional beings too, navigating a world that can be both exciting and overwhelming. When we model emotional intelligence, it gives them the tools they need to do the same. It's like creating the safe space where feelings are welcome, not feared. And that, my friends, is a game changer for relationships. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help us embrace our emotions and build those stronger bonds with our little loves. First up, let's ditch the should statements. Ever feel like you should always be calm, collected, and in control? Honey, that's a recipe for burnout. It's okay to have big feelings. Allow yourself to get mad, sad, frustrated, whatever comes up. It's human, it's real, and your kids will learn from your authenticity. Remember, we're not aiming for perfection, we're aiming for progress. Next, practice self-awareness. Take a moment to tune into your body and notice those physical sensations that come with different emotions. Tight shoulders? Butterflies in your stomach? Recognizing these cues helps you understand what you're feeling before it explodes. Communication is key, folks. Talk about your feelings with your kids, even the tough ones. Explain why you're feeling a certain way using age-appropriate language. This teaches them valuable emotional literacy skills and helps them feel understood. You know that moment when your kid is having a meltdown and you just want to scream? Try saying something like, "I see that you're really upset right now, and I understand why." It can be frustrating when this acknowledges their feelings while offering support. Now find healthy outlets for those emotions. Exercise, journaling, deep breaths, whatever works for you. Having coping mechanisms in place helps you manage stress and stay present with your little ones. Remember, a calm mom is a happy mama, and that positive energy flows right into the family dynamic. And finally, be kind to yourself. We're all doing the best we can. There will be days when you feel like you nailed it, and days when you want to hide under the covers with a tub of ice cream. That's okay. Give yourself grace, learn from your experiences, and remember that building strong relationships takes time and effort. Let me tell you about a time I totally forgot these tips. Picture this. My daughter, Lily, was having a meltdown because she couldn't find her favorite stuffed animal right before bedtime. Tears were streaming down her face, and honestly, my patience was wearing thin. Instead of taking a deep breath and connecting with her emotions, I snapped at her, "Lily, just calm down." Big mistake. She looked up at me, tears welling in her eyes, and said, "But Mommy, I'm really sad." My heart sank. In that moment, I realized how important it is to acknowledge our kids' feelings, even when they are inconvenient. So I knelt down beside her, hugged her tight, and said, "I understand you're feeling really sad right now, honey. It's okay to feel that way." We talked about it, searched for the missing toy together, and eventually she calmed down. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Sometimes the best thing we can do is simply listen and validate our kids' emotions. So, what are some practical ways you can start embracing your emotions as a mom today? Think about one situation from yesterday where you felt overwhelmed or triggered. What could you have done differently to respond with more awareness and compassion? Let's get real, moms. We all have those days when we feel like we're on the verge of losing it. But remember, by embracing our emotions, we create a space of love, understanding, and genuine connection with our kids. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically and letting them know that their feelings are valid. You got this. Now go out there and rock those mono vibes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.